Under the Biden administration, the federal government has launched what the president is calling a war on junk fees, going after the extra fees that are charged by things like airlines and Ticketmaster when you buy, you know, concert tickets or sporting event tickets. They've also lumped credit card late fees into that. We've talked about that right here on this program just a few weeks ago, why capping those late fees is a mistake. We're going to take a little bit of a different approach today and look at some of the junk fees that government charges. You know, if the president wants to go after junk fees, this is probably the place he should start. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Nicholas Anthony. He is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. I think it's his first time on the show, so we welcome him here. And Nick, thanks for taking some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
You have written a fantastic piece. Folks can find it at cato.org. It's on the Cato blog there, where you've uncovered 101 different late fees charged by the government. We unfortunately don't have time to go through all 101 here, but give us a sense of what's on that list.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, it's a list of 101 different late fees charged by the government, from the federal to state to local level, covering healthcare, taxes, fishing licenses, and everything in between. And it really showcases the hypocrisy right now with the Biden administration's quote unquote war on junk fees. They've said that late fees are one of the most costly and frequently applied junk fee, and yet they've been completely silent on all the fees that the government itself charges Americans. And just to be clear, this is 101 fees, but it is not all of the fees. This is not an exhaustive list. This is just what I put together over a couple days. It goes well beyond this.
I think some of the most tangible ones here and important ones, and I mentioned this in a piece I wrote about the credit card late fees, is what the IRS charges if you don't pay your taxes on time. I think that's 20% or something like that. And the reason they charge that is to incentivize you to pay your taxes on time, which is the same thing that the credit card companies are also trying to do.
Exactly. And that's why the hypocrisy here is just so painful to see. The government seems to understand that a late fee is to incentivize people to pay on time and to punish that late action, where you're effectively breaking a contract and you're able to settle the dispute right there with that fee. They seem to understand how that works when it comes to charging people, but when it comes to private businesses doing it, it somehow becomes a completely different story.
Can you pull out one or two here? Again, we unfortunately don't have time to check them all out, but pull out one or two here that, I don't know, made you slap your forehead when you uncovered it.
Oh, gosh. There are so many good ones. Okay, so I think just a couple of my favorites were, I was surprised to see at the local level how many incredibly specific late fees there are. For example, in the town of Southampton, there's a $75 late fee for a late mulch storage permit, for filing for a late permit to store mulch. And then over in Ohio, with the Ohio's EPA, there's a 10% fee for each week that a license renewal comes in late. So that's 10% per week. That really adds up fast.
We're talking with Nick Anthony. He is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute, and he's written a piece you can find at Cato's blog, 101 Late Fees Charged by the Government. Nick, I want to go back to a point you made earlier, just sort of underline this, because I think this is really the most important one, is that nobody likes paying late fees. You know, when I miss a credit card payment or something, I'm obviously not happy about it. But you said, you know, it's breaking a contract, and that's really sort of the crux of, at least on the credit card issue, that's a sort of agreement that people have made with a company that's lending them money. And so for the government to get involved in trying to kind of, you know, step in the middle of that mutually agreed to contract, I think just that it really rubs me the wrong way.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I'd much rather people have that fee. As bad as it might be, I don't enjoy it either, but I'd much rather pay that fee than have them completely shut down my account or call the police to get involved. I'd much rather settle it between ourselves and get it out of the way than have it blow up into something much bigger than it needs to be.
And when it comes to the Biden administration's war on junk fees, maybe they should start just by looking around their own house first.
Yes, I think some self-reflection is definitely in order.
Yeah, that is Nicholas Anthony from the Cato Institute. Nick, thanks for joining us. Great piece.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And again, you can find his work online at cato.org. They do lots of fantastic work in a variety of different policy areas. Of course, check out this piece, 101 Late Fees Charged by the Government. There's a long list there. You can scroll through them, find the ones that you may someday have to pay to your state government or local government, or perhaps even to the IRS, as we discussed. Again, that piece at cato.org. Check out our coverage of fiscal policy and everything going on in Washington, D.C. these days at reason.com. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.